The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, bye guys and gals and everything in between. Here at Gas Digital, we want to help you be a little bit better in bed, which is why I can't wait to tell you about our partnership with Promescent, the premium sexual wellness company, which is fancy talk for here's how you can be a better lay. So how is Promescent going to make you a better lover? A stud? The greatest thing that ever happened to whoever you happen to be sleeping with? Well, Promescent has a patented delay spray that's going to help you last longer in bed. With Promescent, you can last longer, have more fun, and show your partner a hell of a good time. They sent this out over to the studio. I know a number of the gentlemen here have tried it, and I got to say, big, great reviews, okay? It's very easy to use, and everybody lasts a little bit longer with the person they love. So, go to Promescent.com, because they've got an assortment of products to enhance your sex life. And if you go on there and use the promo code BI, B-I, you're going to get 15% off. So once more, guys, that's promo code BI for 15% off at Promescent.com. Let's get into the show.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
In your own bye, guys, it's all about being sensitive, having fun, and just really being yourself.
It's the bye guys. 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 The bye guys.
Bye guys with Zach and Ian. It'll get your dick sucked.
What is up, boys and girls, non-binds and trans all over the world? It's your old pal, Ian, here, and I came in sweaty and my nuts are heavy, but I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready. That rhymes. Hi, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to another wonderful episode of Bye Guys. Zach, how you doing?
I'm doing great, my friend. You biked here from Williamsburg in 15 minutes.
12.
God damn.
Yes. I was hoofing it. I woke up late. Dude, my nighttime routine sucks. I bike all the time. I'm up to like 60 to 80 miles a week. So I'm like, all right, dude, at night, eat candy. And then, like, I don't eat enough during the day. So my body is just craving
food.
Mm. So in the middle of the night, I just wake up like a zombie and just find myself. I wake up like a werewolf in the middle of the woods, but instead of like naked and like covered in like a hooker's clothing, I just have bags of, you know, Haribo fucking candy peaches around me.
Oh, man. And so you eat all that during the night. So you wake up in the morning and you're full. And you're
yes. Like, and I feel, like shit
because of all the sugar.
I feel like garbage. I slept through my alarm today, but I fucking hoofed it here. I could get here if I was really cooking between 10 and 12. But
yeah, no,
today was like 12.
Fast.
Yeah, that's wild, awesome, man.
And humming. You smoke like a fucking chimney.
I know. Well, that's the reason I'm all stuffed up is because I've been smoking.
Some Olympians can learn something from you.
Dude, yeah. I was thinking, if I took 4 years to train, do you think I could get in the Olympics?
No.
I believe in you, Ian.
Yeah, let's try it.
I'm too old?
You're definitely too old.
Do they have an age limit?
If you trained an Olympic schedule, you would have a severe injury.
I believe in you.
You
don't think that I
would need
look,
to eat better than candy.
You
though.
Don't think I would look cool with what like a Yo Cranium?
What event are you training for?
I don't know. Cycling?
Chain smoking?
Look up the ages of whoever participated in cycling.
They're all like 23-year-olds at the absolute oldest, I would think.
I watched this documentary, and there was like one 37-year-old in the Tour de France, and he was a fucking dinosaur.
I bet
everyone else.
It's like porn.
Yeah. Once you reach a certain age, fucking tie you to a tree and shoot you. Yeah. You're done.
I watched women's hammer throw. Because I just wanted to watch fat girls spin.
Uh-huh.
And my favorite part was like, so it's like a cage with an open thing to it.
Uh-huh.
And they spin in a circle and throw a ball on a rope. And, but like one out of every 10 of them would whiff it and hit the cage.
Oh, shit.
And it was just like, can you imagine, like, I spent the last 4 years
training for
throwing a ball on a string.
Oh, yeah, and I hit a cage.
They flew me here. I waited.
Right.
I got up at 3 a.m. to represent my country. And then you just, and here's my throw in. Ding.
Oh, what an impotent feeling.
How is that a sport? Like, I remember shot.
It's like track and, it's a track and field event.
Oh, yeah. Okay. They're just bringing back all
that,
the
that
classics.
One that said if she placed, she would give a political speech on the podium didn't place. That was so happy for her.
Good.
That was awesome. Did you see the one girl that was like, I love America?
Was she American?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she won. She like draped herself in the flag and was like, America number one. I was like,
that's
hell yeah.
Special.
Yeah. So you don't think, okay, all right, fine. I won't be an Olympian, but I will train and start getting involved in bicycle races in New York.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Let's
do it.
That'd be awesome.
I have a bike. Let's do it, man. We'll ride up and down Brooklyn. We'll get
fit. How often do you bike?
I try to ride my bike at least 3 times a week. And if whenever I'm in Brooklyn, I will try to ride my bike to a venue for comedy or something.
It's great, right?
It's a great feeling, man. Especially like in the summer. Dude, in the summer when I was like riding my bike with the warm breeze in my face.
Yes!
Feel like a kid again, man.
Yes!
It really does.
You really do. And you got ska playing or Saves the Day today. Yeah. And,
I love
you know.
Saves the Day.
Dude, Friday, I had 4 spots and I went from fucking, you know, I went to Brooklyn Comedy Club. New York Comedy Club, East Village, back to Brooklyn Comedy Club, over to the Cellar, over home, fucking 20-some miles in the day, and it was all just, I tricked myself into exercising by traveling.
Yeah.
It's great.
You feel super productive.
And dude, you feel like a kid, like you said, the wind's blowing. Dude, I'm fucking, you know, like, racing people, and they don't even know we're racing, and I'm beating them.
Yeah,
that's where you get to beat cars, because cars are traffic and shit like that.
And I've been going down to Prospect Park and doing the loop, which, by the way, shout out. A couple times people have yelled, bye, guys, which is awesome.
Nice.
And, dude, people... You pick someone up and you race each other around the loop.
Yeah,
it's like 3.1 miles. It's awesome.
Kind of like driving then.
Do you do that thing where it's like, if I can make it to the red light before this car, I can go to heaven when I die?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the shit.
If I do this, then I will be okay, and the demons will stop shouting inside my brain.
Yeah. It's like, I did it.
And they never stop.
Giving yourself little goals and stuff like that.
Yeah, it's awesome. And I've been fucking smoking city bikers. Those pieces of shit.
Those are fake bikers.
I hate them. Mm. I hate them. But dude, me and this one guy in Prospect Park, we were both going no hands. And I was like, no hand bros.
Nice.
He's like, hell yeah. And we fist bump. I go, you want to race? And he goes, yeah. And we race around the track, no hands. It was all, dude, oh my God. The other day, I went from 27th and 7th down to Essex and Delancey, no hands. Fucking west side to lower east side, fucking crisscrossing traffic, no hands like a motherfucker. It ruled.
Nice.
So you are reliving your childhood every time you get on your bike then.
Yes, and every time I go home, I think my dad will be there.
Dude, we're gonna get streamers on the handlebars. We're gonna get one of those giant flags on the back of the bike so you can always identify where
it is.
Put
the cards in the
spoke. It's awesome. It's so fun. I do want to get involved in some races.
I want to get those lights in the you can put in the spokes to light up.
I have
that
on my single speed.
Yeah, I'm gonna get one. Yeah. I'm gonna get some. That's my next big investment.
Yeah,
for
it looks
my bike.
Cool, man.
I love it, man.
It's cool getting a bike and like super. It up and fix it. I on my single speed, I shave my handlebars down so they're real close so I can go in between cars because I used to fix printers in the city and I ride my bike.
That's hilarious.
And the more jobs I did, the more money I got. So I was fucking zipping and zopping in between cars.
I always wondered why because I saw like Sherrod's bike has like the tiny, and I'm like, that's
whoever owned it.
Oh shit, that's awesome.
He does bike a lot.
You can't tell. I don't know. My nighttime routine, I gotta fucking fix.
You need to eat better. Eating better will help. It sucks because I've been working out more and I'm fucking constantly eating and I have like, eating too much like bothers me. Like sometimes I get stressed out and like I can't.
Like if I eat in the morning, I'm hungrier throughout the day. But if I don't eat, then I'm not hungry
until like 2 o'clock, right?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
Until like fucking 8 o'clock at night.
Really?
But then the downside is I'm biking so much and my body's like, just fucking feed me. And then I'm foraging for gummy bears and I got to get like yogurt or peanut butter or like
get some protein some sort bars of healthy or like granola bars
thing. Yeah.
That taste
beef jerky.
Yeah.
Beef jerky is great. Yeah. I snack on a bunch of stuff. I have like little snack packs and shit like that. Yeah. I have them. I probably have one in my bag right now.
I have a banana in my fanny pack.
That's what you got to do. You got to have stuff in the fanny pack, like Clif bars and stuff.
Oh, banana in the fanny fight in.
I got a banana in my fanny. And by the way, I have some food laying around. Fuck. Let's intro our guests.
Absolutely.
You know, Mike, let's do it.
We have two wonderful guests today. Very proud to have them both from the Loud Boys. Some would say the breakout star, Joe Gorman.
Hey, everybody.
Yes.
How's it going?
I love it. We get to see another side of Joe today.
Yeah. This is the real Joe right now. Like, I goof around on all the other podcasts. This one, you got the real me. I'm an open book this time.
That's what this podcast is about. Yeah. And I am wearing a shirt in the spirit of Dalton.
All right.
I feel like he would wear this. It's got a saxophone and musical notes on it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm going to talk about how I'm going through a rough time.
It makes me feel safe. It makes me feel safe.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Yeah.
You're dressed like a music teacher who's going to try and get his job back from the Board of Education.
Absolutely.
I love music.
I did get a haircut, and, you know, I'm riding my bike to show
why didn't you get the rest of them?
Boss.
He's the sniper, man. He's the sniper.
Aaliyah?
Hi.
We also have the wonderful Aaliyah Janine, the host of Hardcore Comedy. And fuck it, while we're standing here, let's do plugs. Aaliyah, what do you want people to get eyes on?
Oh, my new podcast, How to Do Drugs. You can find it everywhere podcasts are. I have a show August 19th, the Hardcore Comedy Show at the Funny Bone. Zach and Ian are on it. It's very exciting. Also, Brian Six, Usama Siddiqui, and Chris from Brooklyn.
Hell yeah.
And then Jawbreakers at the Stand once a month.
Yes, and I love how in the DM to the group about the logistics, you go, hey, everyone gets 15 minutes, X amount of money, and then you followed up and go, oh, I added Ian on the show, so everyone's only getting 10 minutes.
But you still get the same amount of money.
Great, I look like a fucking dick.
No, because I had told them previously that I might be adding someone else. I just didn't know who. Okay. Yeah, and then we had talked, and I'm like, oh, you could do it.
Hell yeah. Joey, what you got?
Hey, man, if you like me on Buy Guys, the best podcast on Gas Digital, subscribe to the second best podcast, The Loud Boys. We got we got our Patreon. We have extra episodes. And come see us at the Brooklyn Comedy Club this Sunday, August 8th. We got a lot of great comics. We got Mike Racine. We got Mike Figgs. We got Jess Feeney. We got The Loud Boys at 6 p.m.
Yeah.
At the Brooklyn Comedy Club.
I did it like 2 weeks ago. It was so fun.
It was a blast. Ian fucking crushed it. No surprise there, man.
Oh, my friend.
It was fun, man. We're just trying to...
Dude, the coolest part about that show is it's like you get a bunch of different people around, and there was no Robbie. And I thought that was the best part. No, I'm kidding. I love Robbie.
We love Robbie, man. He's
everyone loves Robbie. Everyone loves... Everyone. Love.
That's
love
a lie.
Love.
That is a straight lie.
Ooh. I love love. Here's a straight lie. I'm straight. Speaking of which, I've been getting laid.
Hell yeah.
Well, let's get our plugs and then we'll talk about what you're
plugging.
Yeah.
Get the plugs before we get to the plug.
Woo!
Check me out on Instagram. Zach is not funny. My other shows here on the network, Catalyst Wrestling, Real Ass Podcast, Zach Miko's Midnight Spook Show, Fridays at midnight, and if you're listening live, I will be in Saratoga Springs at the Comedy Works this weekend with Luis J. Gomez.
Ooh, I've heard of that guy.
Oh, Comedy Works up...
Saratoga Springs, New York?
Oh, hell yeah. That's
awesome.
Were
you just there?
No,
there soon?
Yes, I'm working out a date. Speaking of which, I got a bunch of dates coming out. We're working them out now, and... drum roll, please. I'm going to be shooting a special.
Yeah.
Yes. Zany's Nashville.
Nice.
We're hammering out the dates right now, but I'm so excited. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. It's a wild world of Ian Fidance, and I'm happy to be a part of it. Also, my old podcast. Check it out on iTunes. Anyway, iAnimal69 on Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, and some other stuff. I forget. Now I have dates coming up. I got to redo my website and add stuff, and I'm excited, and you know, keep coming to shows and saying hi. It feels really good. I love it. It's awesome. We're cultivating quite a fan base of nice, young, lovely people.
It's been wonderful. And thank you so much for supporting the show. If you want to support the show even further, go to GuysDigitalNetwork.com and use the promo code GUYS, G-U-Y-S. It'll save you $1 a month. You get a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but every other show here on the network. And that means archived episodes, access to the live chat, and you get access to everybody's episodes 5 days early. It's a great bargain. It's the most bang for your buck you can get in the world of podcasting.
Yes, and subscribe to our YouTube page as well. Subscribe to that, hang out, comment, show some love. Or
so, Ian, you getting your dick wet?
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Hell yeah.
Whew. But because I'm on all these fucking antidepressant meds, I have such a hard time coming.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, so you could kind of go for a while, but it gets hard.
Yeah, so I look like I'm the man, you know.
Well, that's at least your dick gets hard because a lot of times.
I know. Thank God. Well, I've never had a problem with that. I'm a little horny guy.
Nice. But even with the antidepressants?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, but I have to like come with my hand.
Oh.
Like stimulate your prostate?
If I get my ass played with, I come better. Mm. But if I get like my ass eaten, that's like my ejector seat. But you know, it's kind of like
ass eaten and then jack off kind of thing.
But it's like to come inside someone. It's like I don't.
It takes a lot.
Yeah,
it takes a lot.
But,
of
you know,
work.
We're still figuring out the new minutia of this whatever. But hell yeah,
relationship.
No. Aaliyah, let's not get that far. Come on.
So is it with one special gal?
Yeah, I mean, I
No, it's not. She's not special.
These hoes aren't
she's
loyal.
Not a gal.
That's fair. That's fair. I'm not loyal.
No, it was just great, and you know, knock on wood, we're gonna do it again.
Hell yeah!
Like a Steely Dan song. Hell yeah! Knock on my dome. And her name is Kid Charlemagne. It's a reference for my Dan fans. Anyway.
Can I tell you what my ejector seat is?
What?
It's 2 fingers on the grundle pushing up hard.
Whoa, yes. Damn.
There you go.
Nothing, dude.
Yes.
You could walk me around the house like that.
Wow. Yes. I love that. Actually, she fucking did kind of that. She is special. She's really cool.
Yeah.
She's like,
well, honestly, some chicks are weird. Like, some chicks
like
are
really
all about it, but some girls
hang,
are like
though.
Really weird.
Like, it's a fun hang. So that is a lot
that
better
always
instead
helps
of just
when you
like,
actually
you
like
know.
Her as a person.
Yeah. That
helps
sure,
a lot.
Sure.
Yeah
when you consider
like,
them a person.
The sex was like instantly great. It was cool.
Yeah.
So
nice.
I'm excited, you know?
Is this an app? Or real life.
Yeah. Real life.
Good what? How did that happen?
Classic way. Yeah.
Well, you know.
Analog.
I
damn.
Fucking four spots a night. You get 4 opportunities.
Right? Yes. Oh, dude. I brought her out, and each spot was like better than the last.
Did
you know?
Meet her
it was, like,
at a show?
Great. No. Yeah. Yeah. A while back.
Oh.
When we were like talking and everything.
Yeah.
She's
so
cool as hell. So.
Fans. I can't.
But I'm not trying to like, I very much do not want to like date or get in a relationship. Mm-hmm. Cut to like 3 episodes from now. I'm like, she's moving in.
You have her on the show.
We're getting married.
But then there's this other chick I've been DMing with that lives in Miami and we're fucking DMing all the time. And she said, we're sending pictures. You're hot. This is by my mama. And she calls me Poppy and I call her Mommy. Oh. And then we're sending voice notes. And she goes, text me. And I'm like, hell yeah. And then she ghosted me on the text.
Oh.
Classic.
What is that about?
Does she still follow you? Like, still
yeah, and then she starts liking my stuff and like DMing me again. I'm like, this girl is baddie and I'm into it.
You know? It makes you want her more.
Yeah, I know.
As far as the girl you're currently with and not wanting to have a relationship, just know that I would never do a podcast with someone who falls in love and gets in relationships too fast.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
Yeah, that person would never let them drive their expensive car.
Hell
ever,
yeah,
ever, ever, ever. Oh my God, old revolving door. Jesus Christ. Hell that's yeah, hilarious. Dude. Oh my God. Well, what can you do?
Well, I'm very happy for you, my friend. You deserve it. You deserve all the happiness.
Yeah.
My sweet, in the world. Sweet friend. Thank you. So
I think
do you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I have all the happiness in the world. I'm
see,
doing
that,
good.
That's I want what you have. You know, I don't want to be like 45
diabetes
chasing pussy around. But for right now, what, it's fine.
What age
it
do you think
good?
What age do you think is a good age to settle down?
Yeah. Because I will be 43 in November, so I would really like to know your opinion on
yeah.
That.
Well, I mean, for women it's younger, so you're shit out of luck.
Sorry.
I don't know. I don't dude, all my friends are all settled down and this and that. And I love it and I wish I had it, but I don't know.
I thought
that I had the one and then that turned out to be to fucking, you know, blow up.
But your friends that are settled down, are they also comics or are they like business people?
No, a couple of them are comics, but a lot of them are just like regular.
And are they happy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, really? I mean, I don't know. I guess there's, like, an appeal of the security of having somebody.
That's the thing, and security.
Yeah, a family.
Yeah,
it's funny because, like, I would think, like,
regular
I
pussy.
Want that. Yeah, I think I want that. And then, like, when I'm in a relationship, I'm like, I'm fucking trapped, man. I'm MS.
Yeah.
I'm creatively.
Me down.
I'm creatively asphyxiated. I'm fucking not. Now everyone wants to fuck me, but I got to stay loyal to this bird. It's not fair. And then as soon as, like, it's like, it's over, bitch. And then I'm like, ugh.
I miss
whatever him. Happened. I should I should be married by now. We would have a 5-year-old.
I know.
You know? And it's like,
oh my
damn.
God. You don't know how many times I've thought about this time. If something didn't happen this time last year, I'd be bouncing a baby on my shoulder.
It's wild to think about that.
Do you want kids?
I do. I thought I didn't, but I think I do. Eventually, I just, I don't think I could. I could do it right now, but
it's
I think eventually that's the thing that sucks.
You gotta feed a baby every day, dude.
That's
like multiple times a day.
What?
Like, they're real needy.
Oh
yeah.
My God. And you gotta like change their diet and you have to like teach them. And then if they fucking kill somebody, you look like a bad parent, dude.
I know.
If like your kid grows up to be a sociopath and like kills people, you're gonna
get
in
trouble. I think if your kid is a sociopath, you did something a little, you know, because it very much is you know,
if you had
trauma the child is raised with.
If you had a kid, would you let him smoke weed? Would you be one of those cool dads that smokes
weed
with their son?
I don't know, man, because I don't smoke weed. Like I would just want to be open and honest with my kid, treat him like an adult, and be like, look, if you do this, just be chill about it. Like, don't be, you know,
that's like the best like drug talk to really have at a certain age. Be like, because my parents were like, you're gonna do it, you've seen us do it, just be fucking, my mom always said,
no, we're talking about drugs.
My parents always said, you could do drugs, just don't let the drugs do you.
That's the best way. Because like a lot of parents will say, like, if you do drugs, your whole life is ruined.
Yeah.
And it's a downward spiral. And then you do drugs and your life doesn't spiral.
It's amazing.
And you're like, well, they fucking lied to me. Yeah. What else did they lie to me about?
Yeah, my mom was a nurse and smoked pot. And I'm like, you're fine.
It's so funny. My dad went to Woodstock and he was like, I never did drugs. Like, don't fucking lie to me, dude.
That's like Matt Damon being like, I never said the F word.
Yeah.
Dude, you grew up in Boston.
Yeah, dude.
Are you kidding?
Did you guys watch the?
Surprised he doesn't have a tattooed on his ass.
Did you get with an arrow? Did you guys watch the Woodstock '99 doc?
Yes,
it was pretty cool.
What do you think?
Okay, I loved it, and I think it is really important to bring light the amount of sexual assaults that happened there because I think that is swept under the rug.
Yeah.
My two favorite things in the movie. Obviously, those promoters came off like monsters.
Mm-hmm. Dude, that one guy
looked like such a. When they gave the rape statistics, and he goes, yeah, well, you know, you got to look at all those women. They're walking around naked, getting all these men all riled up.
Yeah. That guy was such a
like
piece.
You wanted to be like, I know, but shut up. Don't say it on camera.
It's like, God damn.
Save it for the podcast.
Yeah. There are a lot of videos of them willingly showing their tits, but that still doesn't mean that it's okay for men to grab
My two favorite parts were that somebody had to pick ominous music for Vern Troyer introducing Limp Bizkit. They had to pick scary music. And my other favorite thing was the mayor of Rome, New York, who was just such like a shithead local politician. And he goes, so I talked to Anthony Kiedis.
Yes.
I told him, you got to calm these kids down. And then he went on stage and they played
Fire
by Jimmy Hendrix. And I'm like, Did you really? Like, yeah. Hi, yeah, Mr. Yeah. Kiedis, yeah. Mayor of Rome, New York.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're going to need a favor.
Oh, sorry, sir. With respect. Yeah. Please, everyone, calm down.
He picks up the red phone in his office to go directly to Anthony Kiedis.
You're talking to men with socks on their penises.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah.
You're like, please, we need some, please save my down? Town.
Yeah. Flea was legitimately naked on stage.
His dick and balls were completely. Yes. By the way, what a fucking.
Flea is hung.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Holy cow. Holy nice. Crap. Also, fucking, I love how they flat out are like, Kid Rock is a moron.
Yeah.
And he was like, what was the quote he said?
He was one of the biggest acts there, though.
He was the act.
He goes, I'm not about politics or getting involved, but I got to say, Monica Lewinsky's that bitch deserved it.
Like, yeah, she's shit a like whore that. It's like, Bill Clinton is whatever. God. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Jesus Christ.
We've gotten a lot of mileage out of Kid Rock on this show so far.
Uh-huh.
And the fact that, because we've discussed that he's like, he was raised with a tennis court on his property.
Oh. No, really?
Like, he's that rich? Like, he comes from that money?
I think he comes from auto dealer money.
Oh. Yeah.
But Patton Oswalt tweeted a picture of the house he grew up in, and he's got, like, an on-site tennis court.
No
it's
way.
It's all yeah. fake.
I thought he grew up in, like, trailers.
It is all...
That's an illusion.
Wow. If you guys could look it up.
Wow, he's a Larry Cable guy.
Yeah.
Then Dan Whitney, the comedian.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Everything's a lie, man.
Kid Rock childhood home. I think Patton tweeted it.
Yikes.
Wow.
Patton Oswalt doxing hilarious. Another performer.
Right?
How about that?
Yeah.
Never thought we'd see the day.
Yeah. Whatchamacallit?
Yeah, that's Kid Rock. That's the house Kid Rock.
No, it's not. Yeah.
But it's in like the middle of nowhere, I bet.
No, that's not Kid Rock's house.
No, dude.
That he grew up in?
He didn't Kid ball Rock with the born. Ball there.
Kid Rock was born Robert James Ritchie in Rome, Romeo, Michigan on January 17th, the son of Susan and William Ritchie, who owned multiple car dealerships and raised in his father's 5,628 square foot home
where
on
he
a 6-acre property.
Where he regularly helped his family pick apples and care for their horses.
How is that in a Wikipedia? Like, why is that important?
His younger sister is an actress, and we'll bring that back up real quick. In the 1980s, he became interested in hip-hop, began to break dance, and taught himself how to rap and DJ while performing in talent shows in and around Detroit.
Self-made man.
Good for him.
Yeah, man. Kid Rock's fucking cool, dude.
Kid Rock.
Okay,
rocks.
Say
I've
what you want.
A couple of times.
He does play every instrument on stage, which is pretty badass.
Yeah. And he like makes ticket prices cheap because he knows his fan base can't afford like $80 tickets. You know, so he puts on like $20.
I like this guy.
Yeah, he's a solid dude. He banged Pam Anderson in her prime.
Oh. Nah, yeah, let's not use prime.
That's very subjective. Yeah, okay. Well, he had sex with Pamela Anderson at one
there
point
you
in
go.
Her life.
Yeah. I say, if you ask me,
he employed
home, home Improvement.
That was prime Pam.
Oh, yes.
I forgot she was on that show.
That's right.
That's before like any of the work, really, that she got.
By the way, if you ever want to feel better about your stand-up, watch Tim Allen's big comedy special.
Dude, I love it.
It's on HBO. Dude, it's so bad.
I love it.
It's so good.
Wait, is that the
I
one?
I still love that show.
Is it the one where he it opens and he's like pretend working on a car? Is that
no, that was every know. Episode of Home?
No, but he had like a, that was like one of his comedy specials. Is like
whenever I watch on HBO, I was like, wow, this is going nowhere,
dude. It's funny though because his whole like shtick was almost feminist in a way because he just talked about how trashy men were and how like smart women are. That was like his and he was like responsible for like the trope of like the dumb American dad, you know? It was like in every fucking show.
I don't know. I feel like he kind of celebrated it more. I think it was a celebration.
I do think it was like, yeah, we're dumb, but we still run the world. We eat steak.
Well, one of the first comedy tapes I ever got was Tim Allen, Drew Carey, Paula Poundstone, and I got them from Sears, and I remember watching them and being like, this is amazing!
Drew Carey blew my mind.
Yes!
Yeah.
Yes!
Drew Carey was cool.
Yeah.
With that bit where he was like talking about like all like the food he ate going to the heart is like cholesterol. And like,
oh, yeah, and he's
like,
marching.
Oh, bum, bum, bum. It's like, what is that, broccoli? Get the fuck out of here,
dude.
Yeah. Drew Carey was cool, man.
And he had that one joke about getting pulled over in the rain, and the officer's like, do you have any idea why I stopped you? And he goes... Do you have any idea why I was speeding?
Yeah, Drew Carey's awesome.
Yeah, Drew Carey's great.
Apparently a sexual deviant.
Really?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Like
my buddy is he went to like a party at Drew Carey's house, and he has a beach room with like sand and like sky blue like paint and everything. And he takes him up to show him, and he goes, "Fucking stupid, isn't it?"
That's cool. Man. Yeah. I love the Drew Carey show and like all like the music video openings they would do where everyone's dancing and singing.
Oh, yeah. Cleveland Rocks.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a great show too.
That was a fun phenomenal show. Dude. They would do all kinds of fun stuff. They did like a live
show. The Rocky Horror.
Yeah, improv and stuff.
I do remember that.
Do you remember? It was, I think the block of TV was like Drew Carey show and then like Grace Under Fire.
That's right.
With Brett Butler. Do you remember that show?
I remember Grace Under Fire.
Oh my God.
I mean, they did like crossover episodes where like that entire lineup went to Vegas.
Yes.
And they were and so like the guy from Coach would appear and he bought.
Oh my God, Coach. Yeah. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Craig remember T. Coach. Nelson.
God damn. TV used to rule.
Yeah, dude. Remember, what was it? Like Major Dad. And it was about.
Who was in Major Dad?
I don't remember, but I just remember. I remember that show because it was like. The first real sitcom that was like, this guy's a stepfather, and it was like this woman remarried.
He was bald-headed, I remember, and he kind of looked like Bruce Willis.
Wait, wasn't Patrick Duffy a stepdad in Step by Step?
Step by Step, yeah. That was I loved Step by Step. The Code Man?
Yeah. I need a younger picture of him.
The Code Man.
Who knew Kung Fu, and he would like fuck people up that messed with his Dana burger.
I liked Who's the Boss and Moonlighting.
I love, yeah. Can we just like watch some television from the 80s for the remainder of the show and just do
remember
some...
Mr. Belvedere?
Oh,
yeah. That show was,
and
yeah.
Small Wonder, the little girl that was
the robot.
The robot
shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Man, you guys are old.
Yeah.
You don't remember these?
What? No, Zach's like 31.
I'm a millennial.
He's like a little kid, man.
How old are you?
I'm 36.
No, I'm 33.
No shit.
Yeah, dude.
Me too.
Oh, doggy.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hey there, auto mechanics and super cool do-it-yourself guys who work on their own cars. I want to tell you about rockauto.com, the online store with every auto part at the best prices. This is your one-stop shop for everything auto parts. RockAuto.com has been in business for 20 years, and they make it easy to find the parts you need at the best possible prices. So that means no more talking to counter guys who need to order your parts, aren't really sure what you're looking for, never have quite what you need, and then after all that hassle are still going to upcharge you. At RockAuto.com, you can find everything you need easily, and whether you're a mechanic, an auto shop, or just somebody working on their own car, everyone has access to the same incredible pricing at RockAuto.com. So, go to rockauto.com, check out the parts available, you're going to have a blast, and when you go there, there's no promo code needed, because their pricing is already that damn good. So, when you order, make sure to tell rockauto.com that you heard about them on Bye Guys with Zach and Ian. Rockauto.com, let's get back into the show.
Dude, those shows fucking ripped.
They really
Wait,
did.
What was the, fuck.
Yeah, it was like funny because like if you missed like the show, you just had to wait for a rerun, dude. We didn't have any of that TiVo nonsense, man. It was wild.
I used to jerk off to TV guides in the description of like HBO movies, and it'd be like adult situations.
Adults,
I was
like,
I can only imagine how adults.
When that TV rating system came out, it was like purely just to find what shows would have adult content on like HBO or something. You know,
like anything rated R, that's the one I want to watch.
For adult situations, partial nudity and violence.
Do you remember that show, that movie, Just One of the Guys?
Oh, yeah. Where the chick, the super short hair, like
dresses like a guy.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah.
And then she shows her the most phenomenal fucking tits.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. But her younger brother had in his bedroom, he had a bunch of like porno mags pasted on his wall. And I specifically remember recording that movie on VHS and then pausing
it
to look at and like squinting and like beating my fucking meat.
That was
there's a scene in Weekend at Bernie's.
That's how
where
you used to have to do it though.
That was the way to do it. You earned it. Now we can just fucking go to the bathroom and jerk
off.
That's
why all of you
are
so fucked up.
Yeah. It's disgusting.
You're like
my VHS of the movie's called Terror Firmer. It's a trauma movie.
Yeah. Shopping.
And I think it was the first doggy style sex scene I had ever seen. And I rewatched my VHS of it. And that entire scene, the tracking's all off.
Because of
the amount of times I rewound and rewatched it.
That's oh my
you
God.
Actually have a VHS player?
What?
You actually have?
Yeah.
I have three VHS movies if you want them still.
Dude, my, I have friends that have a they put out like clamshell releases of old movies.
Oh, nice.
Clamshell releases, what's that?
You know, like the big clamshell VHS case? Yeah, not the cool slip ones. Cover.
Yeah.
The ones that like popped.
They're like black.
All the Disney movies used to be in.
Yeah.
Like the really fancy movies.
Oh, yeah.
So that way they looked cooler when they were
so
in the shelf.
So much cooler back in the day.
Physical media was fucking cool.
Sucks.
Yeah.
It's all streaming now. It's all about just having like a compact thing, but. It used to mean something to have like a VHS collection or a DVD collection or a CD or records.
The VHS beta player.
And now it's just like, look at all these things I have downloaded right now.
I
to be able to
books.
Touch stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. I love the smell of a good
book. It's a real sense of ownership to actually have like a physical thing.
Well, plus like, and then we're going to sound like old people now.
Yeah.
Like
I think we've already
kids
surpassed
that. Kids, I don't think, buy album. Like, there's no more albums.
No.
There used to be liner notes and lyrics.
Yes.
And artwork, and it was an experience.
Yeah. And if you like the band, you go into the thank you section and see the bands they thank and go, well, if they like them, I'll check them out.
But like, I feel like bands don't even put out records anymore. It's just singles.
People have been buying records.
A bunch of new ska bands, shout out Catbite.
You can get them at like Urban Outfitters. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like that kind of thing. Yeah, I still own like over 300 DVDs. CDs.
Yeah, now it's like a fun, like, oh, look, we're putting out an album. Isn't that wild?
It's like a special release, like only 500.
It's like you're supposed to do that stuff.
Do you remember, what were those like CD programs where it's like for $1 a month?
Columbia Record Club.
I still owe them a bunch of money.
I think everyone was just planning on them going bankrupt eventually.
Yeah, it would be 12 CDs work? For 12 pennies.
How did that work?
Because then they would send you more shit and charge you
full
an uprate. Charge.
I was only like 15, 16, so up until I was 17, I kept doing it. And because I have like two last names, I would use like all four of my names. I would mix them up so I was a new person or whatever. Oh, yeah, no, I fucking robbed them.
That was the way to do it. It was meant to like trick and manipulate younger people into doing it. And like they would expect that their parents would be like, oh, it's only 12 cents. Okay.
Yeah.
And then they just screw you completely.
Yeah.
And then I
go
sell them when I needed money and then go buy them back.
Yeah.
But they would send you CDs.
Oh, yeah.
You had to return them or you got
to keep them? Were yours. You had to send them like 12 cents. And then it was like a membership kind of thing. But back then, like their credit cards weren't like you sent them checks.
Right.
Like I remember my mom actually sent them a check for $20. I can't believe I have to write this.
And $20 was a lot of money back then.
Yeah. It was a lot. Trying to get a beeper was like an extra like $10. I'm like, Mom, you could get a hold of me whenever you want. I never called her back.
No. It's like, it's so funny. I remember when iTunes first came out, that was like when the real scam happened because you could buy a CD, rip it on iTunes, and then return the CD and just get another one.
I did that for
and
a while.
I think everyone did that until they got smart.
LimeWire came around.
Yeah.
File
Kazaa. Yeah, Kazaa.
You download a porn in the morning before you go to school and you come home.
It would literally
30%.
Take all day. Yes. To
leave it on
anything.
All night.
Oh my God. Holy shit.
Why is it taking so long?
You're like, I'm saving all this money, but then you go through like 8 laptops because there were so many viruses.
Oh my
and
God.
Just like ruins. Like, I'm not saving any money overall.
Oh, the good old days.
Oh, man.
Kazaa ruled.
Kazaa was fucking awesome, dude. LimeWire was great. LimeWire was all of college for me.
I never got into LimeWire. Dude, I had a program that, so in college, you could go on other people's iTunes
and
listen to their thing.
And
then
their playlist.
I had a program that when you play it, it would download the song.
Oh,
that's right.
So
yeah.
I would just download music off of everyone else's.
In the dorm, right?
Yeah, in the dorm.
Mm-hmm. See, now, because like I've taken all my CDs and like have downloaded them or uploaded them to my laptop into like iTunes, and they used to have them there because like I had purchased them, but now like there's certain albums that I know that I have in there are just like gone, only like certain songs because I guess like I have to buy it from there now because I've tried like putting my CDs, and it's just not happening.
iTunes music stuff you bought doesn't really show up anymore.
Yeah.
And then, and I'm going to sound like a crazy person, but one of the things I hate about downloading media as opposed to owning a physical copy, when you buy something from Amazon, like, you know, you buy a movie, you buy a record to download, it's in the contract that you don't own it. you own it from them.
Yeah.
And if they decide that they no longer want to host that media,
mm-hmm.
you don't own it anymore, and it's gone from your computer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. Cause,
yeah, because I...
So like, if you download a movie, and then eventually that movie gets canceled.
Or something.
Or so you downloaded 30 Rock.
Yeah, and they removed the black.
And they removed the funny episodes.
The only good ones.
Yeah, yeah. Episodes.
Now you don't own... Yeah. Even though you paid for those...
Mm-hmm.
They're gone.
They're gone. Yeah.
Wow.
They've erased the one record of a woman being funny, and because of that, yeah. it's like, you're going to take this out? You're gonna adjust history? Come
That's
on.
That's why people think women aren't funny, because they have yeah. no record of it.
All the great shit's canceled.
It.
Yeah.
There was one cave drawing of a woman farting, and somebody covered it up. We have to keep this conspiracy. Yeah.
Did the anyone, Illuminati.
Did anyone ever face criminal charges for not rewinding a film?
Absolutely not. No. None of that.
Just like if you tear the tag off a couch.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, this is the oldest I think I can feel.
All right.
My Aunt Barbara had, and I always thought it was a toy, it was like a big race car, and it was a VHS rewinder.
We had one of those at our house.
Yeah. Yes. No, we would have a separate one.
It was like a fucking race car, yep. and you put the mm-hmm. tape in it to rewind
it.
And it would be faster than the VHS would.
Yeah.
And it VHS sounded like a fucking lawnmower.
Yeah.
It was so loud.
I remember that because like my dad was pumped about that. I was like, now we can finally like, we can like almost double our movie watching capabilities now. I don't have to spend 3 seconds.
I remember we had
a
2 VCR hookup and we would record.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
yeah,
that
yeah.
Was
yeah.
The
My dad
that
would
was,
do that.
That was early life hacking
yeah.
type
yeah.
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome. And I didn't know how it worked. It just looked like a fucking huge transformer. And then
well,
at the end of it, we
my
had
dad,
movies.
They had the VHS and then like the DVD or whatever. So we were able to take all our VHS and put them on discs. Or
yeah. Nice. It's funny. It's like that the technology of like the late 80s and early 90s up until like the early 2000s when everything got streamlined. It's like just a jumble of wires and you almost yeah. have to feel like you're some kind of like tech person
yeah.
to get
you
it all
were
working.
A tech person.
And now it's just like you turn it on and like everything just syncs to your Wi-Fi and
yeah.
it's all there.
Everything's like
if it's
a
not
cat.
There within yeah. half a second, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah. It's like it's impossible to be overwhelmed by technology at this point if you grew up with it. So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens in like 20 years.
Oh,
yeah.
It's going to be gross.
It's going to be insane.
It's going to be weird. It's going to be insane. I don't like it.
Hey, gang. This episode is sponsored by our friends at Blue Chew. You guys know about Blue Chew. It's making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer-lasting erections. Blue Chew is a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve a harder and stronger erection to combat all forms of erectile dysfunction. The best part is it's an online prescription service, so that means no embarrassing visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, because it comes right to your door in a discreet package. All you got to do is sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you're going to receive your prescription within days. BlueChew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. So if you could benefit from extra confidence when it is time to perform with the person you love, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And here's a special deal for all our listeners. You can try BlueChew absolutely free when you use our promo code GUYS, G-U-Y-S, at checkout. All you got to pay is the $5 shipping. So that's BlueChew.com, promo code GUYS, and you're going to get your first month free. Thank you so much to Blue Chew for sponsoring the podcast. Let's get back into the program.
And that's the thing, back to the kid thing. It's like, selfishly, I want kids to raise and like love and see how they develop and blah, 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 blah.
But
at
you
the
also
same time,
want a second shot of childhood.
You can kind of like relive your childhood vicariously.
I don't.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do that.
You're not,
I don't
want to have kids and introduce them to this fucking crazy world that
yeah, dude.
Is developing.
There's like all these videos of me like talking about like doing drugs on the internet, dude. I don't want my kids to
talk
fucking
about
see
videos
that.
On the internet.
Right.
Like,
oh yeah, Aaliyah. Yeah. Has that ever gotten in the way of relationships?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm. Jealousies, insecurities, mostly.
Mm.
Sometimes just like the way they treat me, they're like, oh, you're a whore. I could do this kind of thing, like specific, like toxic behaviors. Not all the time, but yeah.
Right.
But sometimes I like the toxic behaviors because I get bored.
I think sometimes it's like for many men, myself included, the only way I can come to porn is if I think that the performers truly love each other.
That is adorable.
Oh,
I actually heard that a lot. Yeah,
I like
it when the girl comes. They don't eat enough pussy.
When he's fucking her and then they kiss on the mouth, it's like, wow, they must like fucking love
Dude,
each other.
I would love
I like
more...
to pretend their dads are alive.
I would love more porn if when they're coming, they're like, I love you. Or like, I want to be with you
more
forever.
Intimate.
Like,
you guys want more?
Honestly, we should open a joint checking account.
Right. I think that may help with some people, and like, especially because so many younger kids are watching it now. Yeah. It may help with like the development. It'd be like, no, they do actually
love
each other.
I want like GFE porn, the girlfriend experience. Of like intimacy, kissing, loving, holding. Like, I fucking
love you.
Do you
have mommy issues?
You. Yeah, dude. Are you fucking shitting me? Duh. But that would be so much hotter than, like, you know.
Fuck me in the ass.
Yeah.
Stepbrother, what are you doing?
Yeah.
There has been, like, a huge influx of, like, incest.
Yeah.
Porn.
Why?
I don't know.
It's cool,
you guys.
Ian.
Yeah, no, that's the thing is that like we just perform it like it's because the fans are asking for it.
It's like a taboo.
Yeah, she
thing.
Just loves our father very much.
Yeah.
And wants to help us learn about what it's like to be a man.
What were you on the scene when that stuff started creeping in?
Yeah, I got tricked into doing one scene. Oh, I wasn't tricked. She told me I was booked for one scene. It was supposed to be a threesome, and then she's like, well, she has to be your daughter, and I was like, okay.
What?
Because I've done, like, step, you know, like, teaching my daughter stuff where we don't interact, and she's like, well, this one you actually have to, like, interact with her, like, perform uh-huh. with her, and we had to do, like, a disclaimer, and I was friends with the director, and I'm like, you fucking owe me for this so right. much, but yeah, it was, like, the first, and yeah, no, that, I'm like, because I never like to do stuff that I wasn't turned on in my personal
life. Did
that
get in the way of you getting wet, and, like...
Yeah, no, it was just a weird scene. Mm.
What sure. happens if you can't get wet on set?
Lube.
Oh. Lube her down, folks.
Lube, spit.
Nice.
And then that's Gears. When the work sets in. That's when it's like...
That's when it's a job.
That's
man.
When yeah. it's a job.
I got
yeah,
clock
that's...
out soon.
I know you must get every porn question, and I'm so sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. I don't mind.
Just from my friends that have worked on porns, mm-hmm. have you ever... worked with a guy who injected his dick with a needle?
I think you've asked me this before. Someone did. Not that I'm aware of, no.
Okay.
I've definitely heard stories. Like, I used to date this director, this old school director, and he's like, if you can't keep it hard, you shouldn't be fucking performing. Like, he was, like, anti-Viagra and shit, and he was older, and he was a beast. Like, he could keep it up for the fucking 6 to 8 hours.
Wow. 6 to 8 hours? That's how long it takes?
To film a hardcore scene? Yeah, like a regular boy-girl scene, it could take up to... Yeah, because we have to do still pictures. I mean, it's not, like, you gotta not... fully erect the entire time, but yeah you got to be able to get
yeah.
it back
keep a boner
up
for that long.
Wow. What
I want to do? Oh, I want
we
six
need
degrees
more,
of,
yeah.
I want a 6 degrees of separation our genitals because we have to be damn. Connected by like yeah. two or three connections.
That's yeah. crazy.
Oh yeah.
I have to figure out.
Well, I know Tommy. We both know right. Tommy Pistol.
Wait, 6 to 8 hours?
But, yeah. Would they need more realistic
yeah,
porn?
Like, you'll hear stories where guys are just like standing around like naked, like jacking off. Yeah, it's just to keep their dick hard.
Nice.
Yeah.
They should have like a realistic porn where a guy like comes in his pants immediately and then there's like 20 minutes of yeah. the woman saying it's okay and he's like, I think I'm ready to go again.
That's what I want. I yeah. search premature ejaculation.
Yeah.
And she's
like, this never happened before.
Yeah,
she's putting on her clothes and the guy's like, it's never happened before. She's like, I'm just going to get an Uber.
I like you so much and I'm so nervous.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry. So hot.
Yeah, oh my God, you probably hate me right now.
Yeah. Oh, fuck.
That happens even not like outside of porn because some dudes will get like really nervous. I'm like, oh, I can always tell the ones who've watched my porn and then lied that they never watched my porn. It's because like either A, they can't get it up or they come within seconds.
Wait, hold on. Why is there any behind the scenes like porn where it shows
tons.
The
you gotta
6 hour
BTS.
Work day?
Oh, yeah. No, there's tons. A lot of girls
six
like
to 8 hours?
Yeah.
Damn. And so
you,
what do you...
Your search term, you can search BTS, Fluffer. If you just want to see some girl that's fully clothed, fucking boredly stroke a dick for a while. Not that that's a thing I like.
So...
Obviously not. He knew nothing about it.
So just, how do you...
Sometimes I like knowing it's a job.
I be like, she's not having that much fun. Good.
I like my women like the dinosaurs that have jobs on the Flintstones.
It's a living.
It's a living.
Womp, 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 womp.
Zach slides down on a guy's dong.
Yabba dabba do.
Yabba dabba do me in the ass. So... how do you stay turned on for that long? You don't.
Well, sometimes.
How do you enjoy it?
Well, you mess around, like, depending on your partner or whatever, your coworker, you mess around and stuff like that. Offset,
I think that's why I like OnlyFans more, because it seems more realistic.
Well, yeah, because it's all amateur stuff. Yeah.
Yes, I love amateur. No, wait, hold on. Wait, I had something I want to ask. Hold on, go back. Oh! What? What are the, is it? What are the smells like on set?
Sex smells, normally. Mm. Like, I've never...
Is it just, like,
I've only
awful?
Been on one set where it was, like... because a lot of times they'll rent out a whole house and then they'll have, like, different scenes shooting in different areas. I've only been on one set where it was with an older performer, female performer, like, in her 50s, God. Where it was, like... It didn't smell bad, but it was just, like, there is, like... Old people do tend to smell a little bit more than there is a, like... But
did
yeah,
you walk
it wasn't...
in and you're like, Nina Hartley.
I'm not going to mention any names out of respect.
For our elders.
Yeah. But yeah, for, I mean, anal scenes always, you know, but we're very clean. Like we take the enema bottle and then like we'll rinse out because there's like that anal mucus and stuff. And so like we'll rinse that out. But yeah, I've never had anything like crazy, like smell wise, at least, thank God.
Don't you have to like fast for a few days before anal stuff?
That's so sweet.
No, that's Ramadan.
No. And that's only like one performer. No, normally it's like they say like don't eat anything after 8 p.m. But I would take
like a butt gremlin
surgery.
Yeah. I would take a laxative the night before, and then in the morning use a couple of enemas, and then just throughout the day use enemas.
Right.
Mm. But yeah, like not eating like after 8 p.m. is when I eat the most. So.
I know.
Like
I'd
Ian,
be fucked.
After
I mean yeah. fucked yeah. Ben and Jerry's and candy.
Well, they have they always had like the gummy bear diet like before anal. It's like the only thing we eat is like gummy bears, you know, stuff that's easy for your body to digest and isn't going to like
form. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Somebody's been getting ready and even know it.
Wow. Put me in, coach.
You know, I've heard that girls will have, like, the butt-fucking diet, where they're like, I don't eat, like, hot dogs or processed stuff because I'm gonna shit.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no feeling quite like when you're fucking a girl in the ass and you strike Earl. Like, the pH balance of the room changes.
Oh,
before
completely,
you
yeah.
know that she shit on your dick, the room just changes. The room just... It's like, you know the room they train in X-Men where everything
the
changes?
The danger room?
Yeah, the danger room, the X-Men. And then you'll just, like, the whole room just all of a sudden gets humid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're like, And then you and then you just
go. You
can
taste it a
yeah,
little bit.
Yeah. You taste the air. Like a Native American when he knows danger's coming.
Ian, and how are you old... so vanilla?
You're more like chocolate.
Shit happens. One of my girlfriends, she's not in porn,
I'm always
but
respectful
she prefers,
when it happens.
She prefers
but,
anal sex. Like, she really, really enjoys it.
What's her number?
She's married.
Yeah. Number two.
With a kid, but she called me once and she's like, it finally happened. She's like, shit happened. She's like, I shit. She's like, how do I prevent shitting on his dick? Like, she was mortified.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
like, at the time, it was just her fiance. But I told her the enemas and stuff like that. And like, if you like it that much, yeah, you're going to have to change up your diet a little bit. Like, really no like fast food and stuff like that.
Psyllium husk. Hot. You can like push everything out with psyllium husk.
Ooh. The fuck is that?
It's like this, it's like a high fiber thing. You can like mix it with water. It's basically
it's like mucinex
yeah,
or whatever.
Yeah, it's exactly, it's like the fiber aspect
like
of mucinex. No, it's like it just makes you shit a lot.
Or Metamucil. Metamucil.
Yeah,
it's like Metamucil.
Yeah, Mucinex is the monster I look. It's the commercial where I look like the monster.
Ah, nice nasal cavity here. I think I'll get comfortable. Start a podcast.
Hey, you guys like the alt-right?
Taking over the left nostril.
No, the worst I've ever taken. The worst I've ever had. So I have my dick pierced, and much like the Tostitos scoop.
Oh, no, yeah, no, I've seen your dick. Your dick has been in my hand before.
I've heard this before. Yeah.
And like much like the Tostitos scoop, once you hit, you kind of get a little. And I have pulled my dick out of a butt and just had a perfect half moon. Oh shit! Hit the bed.
I've had that happen with a couple of guys I pegged. It's always dudes that I pegged. They never, like, the couple, they didn't really, like, clean out their buttholes. Yeah, and I would pull out the toy or whatever and just be covered. And that's
what our good friend Rick Samato, former bartender at CB's who has since left us, would refer to as the Rocky Mountain Mudcap.
I would be so embarrassed if I pooped. That would be the fucking worst.
You
man.
Get over it.
I don't know. I don't think so.
I mean, you're fucking someone in the ass. Like, that's where poop is. Yeah. So
it's a dangerous game.
I know.
It's like when white people move to a dangerous neighborhood and you're like, what did you expect? It's like, you're going to get shit on your... If you do this enough, you're going to get shit on your dick.
One time I fucked...
Shouldn't have moved off the J train. I don't know what to tell you.
One time I fucked a guy on a back road in Delaware and he got shit on the condom and he goes, I'm so embarrassed. I go, hey, buddy, shit happens. But then he got shit on the fucking seat of my car like a fucking dog and I was not cool about that.
What was he, scooting?
I was like, buddy, you got to fucking... Get your shit together.
Get it together.
Literally. Fucking. And then I had to like, he was so ashamed. I had to act like it was not a big deal. I had to be like, it's okay. It's
I would
have
rubbed his nose in it.
This is inappropriate.
Look what you did. My God. Look what you did.
Yeah. Go in the corner. 3 minutes.
Oh, fuck. But it was like hot. We were fucking in a back row, but then a car came and that's when I like pulled out right away. And I think that's what did it.
You think it frightened him?
No sudden movement.
He got a little scared.
Honk, honk. Oh, no.
So wait. All right. Okay. I'm asking for a friend. Me. How do you go about getting a porn star? Like, if there's, like, a really hot trans porn star named Andy Lynn Payne, how would I go about, like, how do you go about getting a porn star?
Like, as an escort or, like, as dating or something?
As, like,
just...
dating. Or
yeah, how can I get married?
You want to get married to the same trans performer?
No, I want to get married to a different porn star, but then I follow her Instagram, and she has such a great life that I can...
Who?
You know Abella Danger?
Oh, my God,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what would she ever see in a guy like me?
There's a
$12.99 a month.
Dude, there's a scene with her and James Dean for Bang.
All of her stuff is great. She has such charisma.
I'm just
a guy. She's married to like she's dating some like lawyer guy because I saw her Instagram. And he's like, oh, and he's like one of those like fucking lawyers that helps people. And it's like, great, dude.
You help people through laughter.
Barely, dude. If anything, it's like a cautionary tale, you know, where it's like, hey, don't renounce Christ as your savior or you'll end up like me.
Does she fuck her fans?
I don't know, dude.
They do sometimes have like the fuck a fan kind of thing. I mean, it's you don't.
I wouldn't want her to have sex with me because I'm a fan. I would want her to have sex with me because she thinks I'm cool.
See, that's what I would want too.
Yeah.
I would want to her to like hang out with me as like a fan and then be like, you're different from all the other
fans.
Yeah,
it's like you seem pretty fun.
Oh, you guys have thought about this a while.
Yes, dude. Are you kidding me?
Damn, dude. She's like, I'd watch this guy play fucking video games and smoke weed.
And she'd be like,
that's my
favorite. She'd be like, I have another.
Such a turn on.
What a cool guy.
Look at this guy not making any money.
How about you? I got Seamless Plus. Why don't you throw whatever you want on there? You know,
you get extra fries, sweetheart.
Yeah, whatever you want.
I got another appointment later, but I'm just going to cancel. I kind of want to hang out with you for a while.
No, you don't.
If she likes a tweet you make?
Mm-hmm.
And then, but she doesn't follow you, so you can't DM her. So do you join her OnlyFans so you can talk to her?
No, that's normally the worst way to go.
Ah, fuck. So what do I do?
You
post videos
do
under
an
her.
At. Do period and then at them. And then you send your message that way. And then not only do they see it, but everyone can see it. And they can see how much you care about this person.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Dude, I'm just a hopeless romantic, really.
Yeah, that's kind of like putting in a trench coat and playing music underneath their window.
It really is.
Online.
Yeah, no, that's not creepy at all.
What? Aaliyah, stop it. We're just two boys trying to find love. Yeah.
Just two wide-eyed dreamers.
Yeah.
Apparently that's illegal now.
Yeah. You can't find love anymore in your new fucking woke world, Aaliyah?
No.
All right, so now what about as an escort? Okay, so what's really easy here?
Money.
So
no,
should
I mean,
I
if
pitch
you meet,
her?
But like, if you meet someone, like if you get to meet her in person and then you could... work on it, but if you
should I pitch her to hang out and like whatever, or should I be like, let's get to the nitty gritty? How much for a night?
Well, that's up to what you want.
It also depends on if they do escort. Not all porn stars escort.
Got complicated. Here's what we do: we're gonna invite them to do our podcast.
Yeah.
And then to be like, man, this guy's fucking cool,
dude,
man.
Me and Joe need a podcast where we just try to fuck porn stars.
Yeah, it's like
that would be a tier in Patreon. They pay us.
I think the real move, if we're going to be serious, because if she's in New York, you figure out who her representative is, and then you say, hey, Ralph, you should have this girl on SDR and let me sit in, because then you have an opportunity to be funny and be compared to Ralph and Dre. So all you got to do is tap it.
Look,
in.
Man, I feel I feel
you
like
you guys are so strategic. Like this is,
dude.
I think just putting that energy out there, it will come back to them. And if it was meant to be, it will happen. I don't want to be
Should I talk to Lainey? Yeah, ask Lainey.
I want to be able to tell the kids it was Kim shit where they meet and it's wonderful and it's not like some like, oh, I orchestrated this whole manipulation of them falling in love.
No, you were just trying to, you thought she was great and you're like, man, more people need to know about
her.
Yeah,
but then it's like, I think she's great because I want to have sex with them.
If I talk to Lainey, Lainey would be like, I couldn't get what you wanted, but I went to a shelter and I found this.
Lainey's like, well, so instead of the girl you wanted, I put an ad on Craigslist.
Yeah.
So here,
here's an at-risk youth.
Yeah, here's a
God damn it, Lainey.
Here's a 250-pound Dominican woman with titty sweat.
Yeah, holy shit, she will get blackout drunk in a matter of 40 minutes. But you know,
personal experience. Sorry.
Oh God, that chick, Jesus Christ. Her teeth were as orange as your hat.
I'm sure there's a porn star out there who would eventually like to settle down with a guy who has a podcast.
Yeah.
And does shows.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so she'll call Red Band when that happens.
Oh, come on! Come on, Zachary! Please! That would be cool. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
It's good
dude.
To dream, Joe.
Yeah, I would like to get married before my grandparents die. That's my only goal.
When are they? When do you
Who
think
knows,
they'll kick
dude?
It?
They keep living, man.
How old are they?
They're like 95 and 93.
You have literal seconds.
Uh-oh. Yeah. All right. Well, ladies, if you're out there, fucking DMs are open.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
As are your grandparents' graves.
If we get married, if I do
as
meet
are the
somebody.
The gates of heaven that are about to accept them in.
They finally pass. But if I do meet somebody through this, we'll get married on Gas Digital. On air.
Yes.
On air on Gas Digital.
Let me look up Andy Lynn Payne and see what my gal's been up to.
Look up Whitney Wright, too. She's great, too.
Who's that?
Another attractive lady I follow on Instagram.
Another attractive.
Kendra Lust, I follow.
I like Kendra. I know Kendra.
She's pretty. And she likes UFC and pro wrestling. Mm-hmm. What would she ever seen a guy like
message
me?
Message me on my OnlyFans with business inquiries.
Ooh.
Is that coded language?
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, probably. I mean,
yeah.
That to me says she does privates.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I got your privates right here.
I'm
for custom videos, but yeah, normally, that means privates.
I don't know.
There's also this other girl I like, and what's her name? T.S. Barbie Kitty?
I don't know who that
That's
is.
Just silly.
Hold on. T Barbie Kitty Victoria. Yeah, I like her.
Really?
Oh.
Send her flowers.
She's in cap. That's code.
Is it?
Yeah, for
yeah,
money.
Flowers is money.
Really?
Code.
They don't want they really
roses.
Really?
Roses. Yeah.
Oh, that's why I've been fucking up, dude. I'm such an idiot.
Are you
dude.
Really saying money and
I'm just sending them flowers. I go to 1-800-Flowers.
I thought this girl wanted...
like flowers, though.
Yeah.
I thought like this flowers. Girl needed 175 roses.
That's cheap.
That depends.
How much is a rose? Is it like a dollar?
Yeah.
Okay.
In
yeah,
whore
that's,
lingo.
But that's,
whore
lingo, yeah. That's bottom. I mean, 175, you got to treat yourself more than that.
That
175
is
going to be tough.
No, or you just do it anyway.
For $175?
What if it's like, what if it's like... 50?
If you don't have the self-esteem to throw the extra 25 bucks on and call yourself a $200 piece of pussy.
It's all about, I like... quality over quantity. That's always been my thing.
Well, it's like,
when you've seen the girls I fucked, it's been quantity. My charge by the pound.
$50 for a date, and we'll just see how it goes and what the vibe is like. You go through a horse-drawn carriage through Central Park, a rooftop dinner somewhere, and if you don't feel the vibe, then...
I'll kill you.
Yeah.
American Psycho style. Yeah.
No one would ever hold it against me because I'm a nice guy.
Should have added that extra 25.
All right, guys, we're going to wrap it up here. I want to thank our guests, Joe Gorman from The Loud Boys and Aaliyah Jean from How to Do Drugs.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you guys so much. We will catch you next week on the show. For now, it's me and Ian saying bye, guys. 'Everybody, before we go, if you enjoy this podcast, you might enjoy some of the other great shows available here at GasDigitalNetwork.com. This week, we are highlighting one of my other shows, Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show, with your host, me, Zach Amico. You can find the full catalog of episodes on demand at GasDigitalNetwork.com or catch the latest 15 episodes anywhere you consume podcasts. The show is absolutely my baby. It's me and my friends and comics and other people from the world of film. Just talking shit while we watch either a horror movie, a B movie, a genre movie. It gets real silly. I love it a lot, and I would love for you to check it out. So here's a clip.
Zach Amico's Midnight Spook.
Yeah, so they've established somebody knows how to get out. Oh, fuck. If he doesn't beat the fucking shit out of him,
I would
God!
The
that's
hell
enough.
Out of him.
He's a trap!
No!
Go right
there! Oh my God!
He's endangering the planet!
Let him go, young Nazi!
What the fuck? Yo, shut the fuck up, Cameron! He just almost killed me!
Oh! That's what we doing now?
Damn! You know that's Chris Brown's dad! Oh! Oh!
Snap!
Oh! Like father, like son!
Bam!
Oh, man. He's doing...
God help you, Quentin.
He get yo!
Did you smack your kids around, too?
Oh,
yo!
Yeah.
Oh, my son!
She with the shits!